This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversational items on the Good Day program. Welcome in, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. My friend Rich McFadden is gone for the rest of the week. My friend Jennifer Horn is gone for at least another week because of the problems that she's had with her detached retina and other things that have been complicated by attending to that problem. And so we move ahead with the idea that plenty of people want to be heard. There are a lot of things going on, not the least of which is the situation in Brussels, where 9 Americans were injured in the attacks. This is several days now after the fact. So the numbers of people, what they were doing there, the Mormon missionaries who were there, there was a U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, 5 members of his family. These people from the Mormon Church, the folks there confirming 3 U.S. citizens who were caught up in the blasts were Richard Norby, who's age 66, Joseph Empey, age 20, and Mason Wells, age 19. They were serving in Paris just before these attacks. They were at the airport with other missionaries who were taking flight to come back to our country. Military officials later confirmed an armed forces member was also hurt in the blast. In the blast were kegs of nails. These 2 brothers, Khalid and Ibrahim El Bakraoui, if that's how you want to pronounce their name, I don't know, B-A-K-R-A-O-U-I, Bakraoui, they were named by the Belgian state broadcasters as the 2 suicide bombers. Detonated their explosives at the airport. They were already being sought by police because it appeared that authorities suspected them to be connected to the attacks in Paris last November. So why are there pictures of these 2 guys captured on cable TV? They were pushing their way through the airport, it would appear. There were detonators and the gloves, this is what authorities think anyway. The detonators were attached to. Look at these pictures of them sort of pushing their bags through the airport, if that's what it is. Trying to get a closer look here. 2 blasts took place at the airport, which is north of the city center. 3rd went off at the metro station. And so you see pictures today of people who have laid wreaths down. They have pictures of those who were killed. They have made various sort of shrines for these people. A couple of people named, the naming of the people who were victims. There was a Peruvian woman who was killed at the airport. What's the point of going through the names? A name that is a part of this discussion is President Obama, who addressed the attacks during an address to the people of Cuba before he left. He said in what I appear to, it's not what I appear to think, I know what I think, it's mindless drivel. Most of what he said about this, the thoughts and prayers of the American people are with the people of Belgium. So what? What are we doing? We're doing everything necessary to bring justice to those who are responsible. The world must unite. We must be together regardless of nationality, fighting against the scourge of terrorism. What meaningless drivel, garbage, puffs of smoke out into the ethos that mean nothing. So how is it, and that's not just him, it's pretty much the leadership of the whole world. What are they doing to take care of this problem? These guys, you know, there have been suspects and chased them around. That's fine. That's all well and good. The authorities are working. There's a lieutenant colonel assigned to NATO who was hurt. The folks in the State Department trying to determine whether any other Americans were caught up in the blast Okay, so we got all of that. But what's the bottom line here? Here is a discussion from our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, where host Scott Voorhees talked to Eric Boker, who is a friend of a listener there, who was at the Brussels airport.
Tell us about yourself, Eric.
Well, I just arrived from a business trip from New York, and I arrived at Brussels. And basically, when I arrived, I've never been as lucky because my luggage was right away there. And I had to go through the departure terminal because across the departure terminal there was my car parked in the parking garage, and there were really a lot of people there, thousands of people there for sure. And I walked out these glass doors, and I had I think about 25 to 30 meters when I was out. The first bomb went off, and it blew all the glass behind me. The glass hit me, and I was kind of shocked and glued to the ground. And then I turned around, and I saw people laying all over the floor, and the ceiling came down. And then the second bomb went off, and people came out, panicked. And that's when I realized basically what happened. And then I started running. Everybody left their luggage. And you saw people laying all over the ground. The whole ceiling had come down. And people with blood and everything came running out. So I just started running with them. That's basically my experience. I've never been more scared than I was today, to be honest.
All right. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Tweet or send a Facebook post, Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Here's something from a listener named Brenda. I'm sick of all religion, which thinks it has the right to control the daily lives of others and depress their beliefs and standards on others. This is far more than that, Brenda. This is a disruption of the daily lives of people based on those who are not dissimilar from others over the course of history who have wanted to control and manipulate people. Because let's face it, some people are easily controlled and easily manipulatable in the name of power and control. In our lifetime, or certainly in this past century, Adolf Hitler comes to mind. There are a lot of people who have been Middle Eastern despots who would come to mind. There are people who have controlled portions of Africa that come to mind. This is not new. It happens not just in terms of government and people's being subjugated, but it happens in business. It happens in families. It's just part of, that doesn't mean we have to accept it. It's part of the human condition, but that doesn't mean it's right. It's terrible. And certainly, as we all think about it, we think and we talk about it, but we do nothing. You haven't gotten out and protested in the streets, have you? About this, and it's not protesting Muslims, it's protesting against the terrorists who are able to pretty much come and go as they please, do what they want, because the leaders of the world are cowardless, gutless, useless pieces of humanity that are interested in themselves. People like, back again, power and control, but how do they want to use it? And most of the time it's for them and their future or their lives or whatever. It hasn't got to do with really leadership. It has to do with what they get out of it themselves, because we have so many egocentric people in the world. That's part of what the problem is. It's all about me, 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 and not about the general and greater good. What do you think of that statement? 15 past the hour here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
All right, so right now you can get two croissant witch breakfast sandwiches at Burger King for $4. $4 for the two croissant witch breakfast sandwiches. Restrictions apply at Burger King. 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Our focus on Brussels, the aftermath, and things that people are saying and thinking. Here's an American named Denise Brandt, who is at the Brussels airport, says that she and her husband just stepped outside of the airport when the bomb went off.
I lived in Afghanistan for 6 years, so unfortunately I was familiar with the sound of explosions. And so when my husband and I got off of our flight from Bangkok, where we were there for one of my organization, JAPAIGO's annual meeting, we were transiting through Brussels on our way to Liberia, where we live. And we were just in the duty-free area, you know, looking at stuff. We did a little bit of shopping. We bought something. And just as we walked out of the store, we heard and felt the explosion. It's loud. It was very loud, but it was also kind of muffled. Mm-hmm. But you could just feel this shock wave going through your body. And that's how I knew it was an explosion, because there's no sound quite like it. And we just looked at each other and knew immediately, and we, you know, he wanted to go towards it because he has a law enforcement background and wanted to see if he could help anybody. And, you know, I wanted to get us to safety. And so, you know, we started walking briskly in the other direction and then turned around and saw people running towards us, people crying. Didn't see anyone injured. So the people we saw were just people trying to escape the noise and what had happened. You know, we were inside, whereas the explosion, you know, we didn't know this at the time, but the explosion was in the check-in area.
Here she is, Denise Brandt, continuing to talk, this time with a focus on what the city of Brussels was like.
It is in lockdown. The only trains that were moving were the ones that took us to where we are, and they were just getting people out of the area. You know, there's no public transportation. There's very little movement, which is fine with us because we are dressed for warm weather and it's very cold, and yeah. We don't have any of our belongings with us. We weren't allowed to bring, you know, our carry-ons or anything. So, you know, we have the clothes we're wearing, and quite frankly, you know, I don't want to go out right now because who knows if there are still others out there plotting additional attacks. So we just prefer to stay hunkered down where we are until we have more information.
You know, I'm thinking about change. I've said we need to bring about change. People who bring about change make choices, lots of them, every day, sometimes. They're on difficult items. In this circumstance, don't we have to change the way we look at leadership and the way we look at some of the problems around the world? I think so. 21 after, this is Good Day.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hour, you've made a choice to be on the Good Day program. Thank you. That's very nice. Let's get to some of the material from the late night shows as my attempt to put a smile on your face sometimes is washed away by my attitude towards some of this stuff that isn't really funny. I find Conan O'Brien to be pretty consistent. I'm trying, as you've noticed, to get different voices on from some of the other late night shows because I just don't think that Colbert is funny. I don't think Seth Meyers really is funny. Corden, I'm beginning to feel a little bit better about. I'm not sure about The Daily Show's Trevor Noah. I think he's not that funny. But Conan, pretty consistent. Here he jokes last night about Sarah Palin and her new television program.
Sarah Palin, the news. Sarah Palin has just signed up to star in her own Judge Judy-style reality show. Yeah. Palin said she knows how to deal with drunks, deadbeat dads, and barroom brawlers, and that's just her family.
Okay. All right, let's try Kara Trevor Noah one more time, joking here about the president's trip to Cuba.
And sometimes there are grudges between countries, like with the U.S. and Cuba. And it's starting to look like that also might have a happy ending.
History in Havana. President Obama kicks off his controversial trip to Cuba.
President Barack Obama becoming the first sitting U.S. president to set foot on Cuban soil since the revolution.
Even though Cuba is just 90 miles away, this is an important visit. It marks the first time that a sitting American president has gone there since Calvin Coolidge.
Several major business leaders joined the president's delegation, including the CEO of Xerox and executives from companies like Marriott and Starwood, which just struck a deal to become the first American hotel operator in Havana in nearly 60 years.
Yeah, bringing these guys on your first visit to Cuba is like showing up to a first date with a 12-pack of condoms. Like, no, I mean, we know it's likely to happen, but have some grace.
Okay. So, Kara, did you get a chuckle out of that? Honest?
There wasn't much to the punchline, but I was thinking, I guess you're not going to be going there anytime soon if Marriott is the first hotel staying there.
All right. She's making reference, Kara's making reference to my feelings about the Marriott after the incident in Nashville where Aaron Andrews was accosted and the fact they haven't done anything to change their M.O. So thank you for remembering that. Okay, let's get to some meat here. Yesterday during Wendy Williams' daytime chat show on TV, she answered an audience member's question about a friend who stays too long when she visits.
I have a
friend. We love to hang out, but she has no job. And when she comes over, she stays for like 2 weeks. I can't get her to leave, but she does cook and she does clean. So when I come home, everything is under control, but she's on the couch.
Do you have kids?
I have a child who's 7.
Okay. Does she have kids?
No. My question is, I mean, I really like hanging out with her, but it's hard for me to get her to leave. And I've kind of distanced myself from her, but I do still want to be her friend. I want her to come over, but I don't want her to stay as long as she has been staying.
Does she have her own place to live?
No.
So she couch surfs? That's
yes.
What they call it.
Yes.
That's what she does? I would have a conversation with her because you have a stable household. You're trying to raise a 7-year-old. You know, she's never been consistent, which says something about her and her work ethic. I don't care that she cleans. You don't want your best friend to be your maid, your housekeeper, your house manager. Have the conversation with her.
Yeah! All right. So Ellen DeGeneres on her program yesterday had Harrison Ford, because she wanted to talk to him about the new Indiana Jones movie, but also on the program was Chewbacca.
Star Wars The Force Awakens has become one of the biggest movies of all time, making over $2 billion, and now it's about to come out on DVD. Here to tell us all about it as one of the stars of the movie, please welcome Chewbacca. Hello, Chewie, how are you? This is your first time on the show. Yeah. So the movie did very well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the experience you had? I didn't really think this through because I can't understand him.
That's cute. Hey, that's the kind of stuff that's fun and cute. All right, so there's Ellen. And at 28 past, this is Good Day.
Getting through difficult times isn't easy, but it is possible. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There once was a student who wanted to follow his teacher to the great place of enlightenment. Now, this student was excited because he had heard that at this place he could achieve a lifetime's worth of wisdom in a single day. So the student and the teacher set out to the place. But along the way, the student asked the teacher, So what does this place look like? And the teacher smiled and said, it's a room with 1,000 demons, and the goal is to get from one side to the other. But before you do, you must pass 1,000 of your absolute worst fears. The student was shocked and now had doubts about continuing, so he asked, how in the world are we supposed to get through something like that? And the teacher looked at him with a piercingly wise gaze and said, you just put one foot in front of the other until you get through it. You know, this old Zen story applies to you, too. No matter what obstacles are in front of you, put one foot in front of the other and keep going. For help moving forward, visit drchristianconti.com.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Friends, you're among friends here on the Good Day Program 33. After the hour, continuing the conversation about what's going on in the world today, I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, and you, all of us, are friends here together to try to work our way through. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't agree on how all the pieces fit together here. The discussion of what went on in Brussels continues for a few moments here. I'm looking at some of the comments that are coming in. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Evelyn writes, terrible. I swear the world is falling apart. Crazy, angry people and crazy politicians. God help us. Here's a Jay in the Bronx, New York, with a thought on the terrorists and terrorism. Jay, go ahead. You have the floor.
Oh, hi, Doug.
Hi.
I heard you saying that you think we need a change of leadership because of this, but...
Not because of this necessarily. I just think that leadership, and I'm not talking just about our country. I'm talking about, in general, the world has weak leadership.
Well, that may be so, but, I think that it only hurts our ability to make full-headed decisions when we are, where passions are inflamed by terror attacks, people are in fear. You're in the U.S., you're much more likely to get killed in a car crash, I think we just have to treat these things like criminal investigations. The best way to get terrorism is infiltration, not by sending troops and occupying, because all you're doing is helping them recruit. And it was exactly what Osama bin Laden's plan was exactly what George Bush did.
Yeah, they fall right into the trap. You're right about that. Do you have children, Jay?
Yeah, I have two kids, and I'm a school teacher. So I have, you know, hundreds of children every year that I teach. And, you know, one of the things that I see with middle school kids in the inner city, you know, is like a boy will tease a girl and then she will chase him around the room. It's exactly what the boy wants. And you have to tell the, you know, the kids to have restraint, you know, and to be mature. And then if you ignore them, that, you know, that's the way to get them. That's the way to marginalize.
Let me, if I can take another minute of your time, penetrate into one more layer of your world with regard to this. How do you talk to your students? How do you talk to your own children about things like Brussels?
Well, you know, the world is a dangerous place. Anything can happen anytime. You know, these are kids that were, you know, just born when 9/11 happened. So they've grown up in this changed society where we have less civil liberties and everybody's on the lookout all the time. And, you know, it's just one more thing to put in perspective. I mean, you know, you can get killed by gang violence. You can get killed by traffic, you know, issues. So, you know, it's just one extra thing that, you know, that they're living with in this society, because we have so much turmoil in the world because of the baggage of previous generations.
Mm-hmm. About to be said there, Jay. Thank you. Appreciate your thoughts. The Doug Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. Here's Eric, who writes, if a Christian group got together and started killing people in the name of Christianity, like the KKK did, for example, would we call it radical Christianity? Would we blame all Christians for the acts of a few? Or would we drop the Christian part as to not offend all Christians? What liberals are defending is Islam, not terrorism, which are two different things. Islam and terrorism are, in fact, you are correct, sir, two different things. They are related to a point, but you make a point about Christianity, which was a very strong terrorist organization in the 1500s. The 15th century was full of turmoil created by the likes, and even in when Columbus came to America, that was all about spreading Christianity, or the Catholic Church, actually, to be specific, and it was guilty of horrendous things. So now you talk about what the Pope, who was a strong leader today, what does he have as an archive? What does he have as a legacy? Well, he's not responsible for that any more than you're responsible for things that happened in our country, the atrocities that were done in the name of controlling other men. It was called slavery. You're not responsible for that. You weren't there. But the gentleman was correct. We have a lot of things going on in the world now that are baggage from problems created by, in some circumstances, more recent leaders, quote unquote. The likes of Cheney and Rumsfeld certainly felt here, but there are others who left a very, very negative legacy. So anyway, that's something we could talk about all day, but there's some really good thoughts and opinions going on here. Please keep expressing them as we move on to Cuba. Cuba. And the president's trip there, not so much the score or the focus on his going there, but what has been the ancillary effect? All of the businesses going there and the worldwide media looking at Cuba and what goes on there and what kind of a place is this? Here's a guy that I have great respect for, a radio host from Washington named Chris Corr, who actually had this commentary on the president's trip.
The photo of President Obama strolling the streets of Havana is stunning. Mr. Obama is in Cuba partly to see a baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cuban national team, but mostly as a way to further open the door to full trade and relations with Cuba. Many conservatives don't like this. They say Mr. Obama is coming up to a ruthless dictator, and that may be partly true. But we also have full relations with Communist China, Putin's Russia, and Saudi Arabia's insanely repressive kingdom. What's the difference? The fact is that for more than 50 years, we've tried to freeze out the Castros with sanctions and embargoes. It didn't work. They're still there, and the Cuban people have been suffering. Let's at least try this new approach of holding out a hand of potential friendship. It'll be just as advantageous for us in the end as it will be for them. And when Raul Castro is gone, and he's not a young man, my guess is the new Cuban government will look a lot more like a democracy than a dictatorship.
I think he's right. There are a lot of really intelligent overviews of this situation, and I wish we would stop making it about the president and the trip there, although I will give him his due. This is something that was long overdue. We needed to have relationships with Cuba. We never should have turned our back on the island. So they were communists. They were. It was ignorant to continue. At the beginning, I understand, after Batista was bopped out, kind of like the same. Batista was our guy, even though he was a dictator. The mafia controlled him, and there was lots of gaming going on. A lot of people that were very corrupt there. But yet it was a different feel. We're just so uncomfortable with the word communist and communism. And I remember when I was a kid going to school, being scared to death. It's kind of like how we refer today to terrorists and terrorism. Little children going to school are afraid of Armageddon at the hands of the terrorists. Well, when I was a kid, we used to hide under the stairwells. There were civil defense drills that went on, practicing what would happen if the Russians dropped nuclear bombs on us. It's the same stuff. And so are we any further? I don't know. I'd like to think we were a little more sophisticated than that. And we are in some ways, many ways, but still we're humans and we follow like sheep. All right, so as far as Cuba is concerned, some other Americans visiting Cuba that weren't there with the president. Here's a lady named Laura Harris who is there to report on the baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Since we got to the ballpark about 9 o'clock this morning, we've been hearing some things about security, but it was pretty easy for us to get in. They just patted us down, checked our bags. We walked right through in about 5 minutes. With 55,000 people being in one space, you can imagine the security is tight. We talked to the commissioner of baseball today. He tells us all the security that's in place right now was already set for President Obama's visit. He says that is sufficient security, and even though what's going on in Brussels right now, they want to make sure that everyone still feels safe. We also got a chance to speak with some of the players today, and they say even though those attacks have happened overseas, they're hoping that won't overshadow all the excitement these people have here in Cuba.
We're having a time of our life as well to be able to come out and represent America, you know, represent America, represent the states, and for a great cause, and hopefully everything over here, it gets better, you know, and we continue to grow, and we continue to come over, and they get to come over and play in the states.
And other Rays players we spoke with say they're just hoping that this relationship between Cuba and the United States really does get better, because they say the talent here for baseball is truly extraordinary.
Well, there's a lot of great baseball players coming from not only Cuba, Dominican Republic, Haiti, we know that. By the way, Tampa Bay beat the Cuban team 4-1. Here's Jordan Reynolds from USA Today reporting on the first deal for cruises to be made with the Cubans.
It's official. Cruise giant Carnival will launch its first voyages from the USA to Cuba in May. Carnival's parent company, Princess, along with eight other cruise brands on Monday, announced the Cuban government had approved its plans to begin sailing to the island nation out of Miami. The cruises, which are already on sale, will be operated by the company's Fathom brand and will take place on its 704-passenger Adonia vessel. Fares start at $1,800 per person, excluding Cuban visas, taxes, fees, and port expenses. Included are meals on the ship, onboard experiences, and several on-the-ground activities.
All right, so what I'm looking for is faster internet so I can take myself down to Cuba and we can do a radio program from there. Here is Brett Perlmutter from Google.
I think that the energy and the feedback that we're getting from our counterparts in Cuba is that there's a lot of excitement about expanding access to technology and the internet.
They virtually don't have any. So for them, anything is an improvement. 44 past the hour. The story of Raymond Moore in a moment here on Good Day.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. for the ones who get it done.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
I'm Chris Graham reporting for InTheNews.tv. Spring is the perfect time to renew your beauty regimen after the winter blues. Lifestyle expert Justine Santanello partnered with the following brands to help create a fresh look. Justine, what are some of your spring beauty tips?
Hair damage is actually the number one hair care concern for women, so check out L'Oreal Professional Pro Fiber. This is a long-lasting hair care system where the process actually begins in the salon with a diagnosis from your hairdresser, followed by a customized 15-minute treatment. You then continue with a prescribed at-home regimen that results in condition locks that are strengthened from root to end. This is available exclusively in L'Oreal Professional Salons. Just visit lpsalons.com for locations. And matte lipstick is such a hot beauty trend right now. I'm loving the Avon True Color Perfectly Matte Lipstick because there's no trade-off between matte color and a moisture-rich formula. It features Avon's True Color technology for a matte finish that never cakes or cracks. The lipstick is available in 12 gorgeous shades, and you can find these through an Avon representative or at Avon.com. And serums are a hot topic in the beauty industry. Ahava, the Dead Sea Beauty Authority, has taken their exclusive innovation, the Osmoter, and made it 6 times stronger to launch the new Dead Sea Crystal Osmoter X6 Facial Serum. This powerful oil-based treatment addresses the visible signs of advanced skin aging by penetrating deep into the skin to correct loss of firmness, deep wrinkles, and skin dullness. Available at select retailers, including Ulta stores nationwide and AhavaUS.com.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit InTheNews.tv.
All right, 47 after the hour. Rich McFadden off for the rest of the week. Jennifer Horn still suffering from the aftermath of her retina problem. She'll be out another week, it would appear. So Kara Schillen and I are happy in this hour to be here and round up some more information with thoughts and opinions about Raymond Moore being on our mind right now. You probably never heard of this person before earlier this week. And if you didn't hear about him earlier on, let me give you a little background on him. He was a tennis pro for a long time. He then became a tournament director, probably as someone that most of us never really cared much about until he made these comments about the ladies in the Women's Tennis Association.
In my next life, when I come back, I want to be someone in the WTA because they ride on the coattails of the men. They don't make any decision, then they're lucky. If I was a lady player, I'd go down every night on my knees and thank God that a Roger Federer and a Rafa Nadal were born because they've carried the sport.
Stupid. Here's Serena Williams, probably the number one female tennis star in the world with a response.
In order to make a comment, you have to have history and you have to have facts and you have to know things and you have to know of everything. I mean, you look at someone like Billie Jean King who opened so many doors for not only women tennis players, but women athletes in general. So I feel like, that is such a disservice to her and every female, not only a female athlete, but every woman on this planet that has ever tried to stand up for what they believe in and just being proud to be a woman.
Well, you're much more measured than I would have been.
What she also mentioned yesterday was she just reminded people that the women's U.S. Open final sold out before the men's last year. So, people are obviously going to see women play.
I'd rather watch women play than men any day, but we're going to be a tennis watcher. Here's Victoria Azarenka, who defeated Serena Williams to win the Indian Wells tournament. Moore was in charge of that. Here's what she had to say to anybody anywhere who makes these kind of comments.
My thing is, I don't understand any man comments in general for women. Because as simple as that, you, every single person on earth was brought and was born by a woman, right?
That's right.
So,
I think that's enough said. All right. Enough said. That's pretty much it. And other than more is from the Cro-Magnon era. It has not to do with being politically correct. It has to be with being, has to do with being fair and right. And neither of those things seem to apply to what he had to say.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Let's let our minds move from general admission to the specifics of technology. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day, with Greg Stebbin being here from Men's Health Magazine. He's their editor when it comes to technology. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. I think I've said that before with you, and I sure don't like to be redundant, so let's...
Or repeat yourself.
No, I don't want to repeat myself or be redundant. Thank you very much. The situation with Apple and Twitter, let's see if we can wrap some of this up in the minds of the listener. First of all, the business between Apple and the FBI. Here's a technology reporter named John Quain talking about the FBI and whether they can get into the terrorist's phone with or without Apple's help.
It is doable. You know, there are various ways suggested. Some of them were destructive of the phone. You know, if you went down a certain path and tried to do it in a hardware-level way, and you failed, you would destroy the data as well. It sounds to me, you know, my best guess is that somebody found a way to either mirror that phone and get it to download the data itself and trick it into doing that.
Okay.
That's my suspicion, and that means there's kind of a hole there. There's a security hole somewhere, but we'll see what happens. It may just kick the can down the road as far as this fight goes. You know, there's nothing is perfect, especially in software security and computer security. That's just the problem. I mean, the minute you say no one can get into this system or no one can break into it, of course someone does.
All right, so Greg Stebbin, does Apple need to just walk away from this, forget about it, move on? And with that in mind, how did this affect, do you think, the announcement of some of the changes that Apple is presenting? The press conference seemed to be inundated with questions about the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. But isn't that at this point, Much Ado About Nothing?
Well, no, I don't think so. So at the product unveiling on Monday, Apple unveiled more things that you could do with your phone that would make you stop and think, huh, would I want a secure phone or would I want a phone that that everyone in the world knows can be hacked? Mm-hmm. And what's the impact of that? You know, a lot of the things they talked about that I thought were the most interesting and dramatic on Monday had to do with health apps that would enable you to keep and share very sensitive information about your health. And, you know, look, you might input information or let the phone collect information about your health that you would love to share with your loved ones or with your doctors, but you wouldn't necessarily want your employer to know, or you wouldn't necessarily want your insurance company to know.
Yeah.
You certainly wouldn't want the federal government to know it, or a hacker who could perhaps use that information in bad ways. So I think as time goes on, Apple and other companies in the space are going to do more, enable us to do more and more things where we are putting more and more sensitive information about ourselves in our phones, and it just makes you more sensitive to the idea that the phone is not secure.
I don't want to see pictures of you in your bathrobe, for example.
You don't? Well,
no.
Then don't go to my Instagram account.
All right.
And the good news, Doug, is most of the pictures I've already taken my bathrobe off. So
perfect.
In my bathrobe.
Well, he's from Men's Health Magazine, folks. Margaret writes, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Their interest in Apple in the phone had nothing, the FBI's interest had nothing to do with a terrorist attack. They couldn't even call it that at first. Then they tried to use it to push a gun control agenda. They want access to everybody's phone. I think that's the predominant.
That is, you know, one of the prevailing views is that for the FBI or the federal government, this was never about hacking this one phone. Mm-hmm. It was always about using this one phone to get a precedent to be able to hack into anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, I don't, at the end of the day, I don't know if that was the agenda or part of the agenda. But as I said to you, when this whole issue arose, the thing I thought was worth doing was not making a knee-jerk immediate reaction and forcing Apple to do something, but taking the time to understand the consequences, like the consequences in a relationship with China, which we talked about, you know, earlier this week or last week. I mean, once Apple was forced to do this, it set precedences in so many ways, including ways we haven't even thought of yet.
Uh-huh.
We needed time to consider it. We've now taken the time, and look what happened. Uh-huh. A magical solution came along with the
magic.
Doesn't need Apple at all.
All right, Windsor, one of our listeners, talking about the competition between Twitter and Facebook. This is on people's minds too.
Well, you know, they've always been the prevailing competing social networks. Obviously, Facebook has many, 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 many more users. Twitter, on the other hand, is a remarkable social network in that it, you know, whether you've ever used Twitter in your life, whether you've ever been to Twitter.com or not, whether you have an account, you use Twitter because you hear news that comes
right
from Twitter every day.
Windsor was a little late. Doesn't make any difference who he was. He wasn't here, but Greg was. With interesting.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.